Harrison, good afternoon. Congratulations. Welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show and TSN Radio 1290.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Well, we are happy to have you, Harrison. I guess the first question, what was it like to hear your name called just minutes ago at the NHL draft in Vancouver? You know, walk us through the excitement of the moment.
It was unbelievable. I was just, you know, I was thinking like it was getting pretty close to my time, so I was just really excited. I knew obviously Winnipeg would be a great opportunity for me. It's close to home and stuff, so as soon as I heard my name, I was just ecstatic.
Harrison, you played this past season in the BCHL for Chilliwack. You're committed to play for the University of North Dakota and Brad Berry there. Why did you decide to play for University of North Dakota? Obviously, you know, a storied program.
Yeah, I think for me, a part of it was just, you know, I went down there a few years ago, and obviously the facility is just unbelievable. And, you know, Dane and Barry treated me really well. And then obviously just, I think for me, it's a great opportunity to have a little more development time and kind of get ready and make an easier step to the pro hockey.
Harrison, why don't you tell our listeners what kind of player you are and what player have you modeled your game after?
I think for me, like a player I kind of model myself after is a Brad Marchand kind of player. You know, I bring a lot of kind of grit to the game, but also a skill set to go along with it, and I think that opens things up for me.
Hopefully fewer licking incidents than Brad
yeah,
is known for.
Minus that kind of stuff.
Harrison Blaisdell is our guest on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, the Jets' fifth-round selection, number 134, committed to the University of North Dakota. You know, Harrison, did you expect that the Jets might be one of those teams that would call your name, or did you really have any idea whatsoever coming into day two of the draft?
No, I mean, I definitely knew that the Jets were kind of on the radar, but yeah, I mean, you never really know until your name's finally called, and it's always going to be a little bit surprising and just really exciting.
Harrison, nobody gets to this point in their career without family support, without friend support. You know, who in your life is, you know, most responsible for shaping you as the hockey player you are today?
Yeah, my mom and dad, they're unbelievable, and also my older sisters, and then my grandparents and whatnot. You know, the same kind of thing for every kid. You know, you don't really get here without a really good support group around you, so I'm just incredibly thankful for them, and I'm just really excited here.
So Harrison, what's next for you? I imagine you're gonna, you know, celebrate and party it up big time in Vancouver tonight, but you've got Jets development camp next week, so are you just gonna take your hockey bag and come right to Winnipeg here?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of friends around Vancouver and stuff, so I'll have some fun here, enjoy my time, and then obviously Winnipeg's not too far from home, so we'll see where I go from there.
Harrison, I believe I read that your father was a first-round draft pick of the Detroit Red Wings, 11th overall in 1980. So what is that like having him as a role model and someone you can rely upon?
It was really nice for this whole kind of process. Obviously, you know, he's been through it similarly. It's a little different for him. There wasn't as much attention with it back then. But obviously, you know, to have the kind of person that is experienced with it and stuff, it's just made it really smooth and really easy for me.
Harrison, do you think of yourself more as a winger or a centerman? I know that you played center this past year in the BCHL. Do you think your trajectory is more of a center or on the wing?
I'm super comfortable in both. You know, wherever I really fit in, I think I can do a good job in both spots. So,
you're originally from Regina, if I'm not mistaken. What was it like making the transition from, you know, playing in Saskatchewan, growing up in Saskatchewan, and then playing your junior career in the BCHL?
I mean, maybe a little different. You know, the Saskatchewan Midget League and stuff is pretty tough leagues, whereas BC is a little different, but you know, I've spent a lot of time out there. I'm really comfortable out here, and it was a lot of fun. But it's nice to, you know, be in Winnipeg. It's a kind of familiar spot being on the prairies, so I'm excited about it.
Harrison, the scouting report on you says that you're a really competitive guy and you've got a great shot. Is that something that you really take pride in?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are two kind of attributes that I think have gotten me quite a long way, obviously, to this point. You know, my competitiveness, I'm a super competitive guy. I hate to lose, so kind of just excited to bring that to Winnipeg.
Well, Harrison, do you have any familiarity with guys in the organization? Obviously, there's J.C. LaPon, who's a Regina kid, and you've got Nelson Noje, who's from Saskatoon. So do you have any familiarity, or do you know any of the other players here in the organization?
Yeah, J.C., I've skated with him pretty much every summer for the last few years. He does a lot of work with my dad and stuff, and so I know him pretty well. He's a good guy and obviously a good player for the Moose for the last few years. And then Austin Wong, he's in Harvard right now, got drafted last year. I'm pretty familiar with him, too. So, yeah.
Harrison Blaisdell, the Winnipeg Jets' fifth-round pick at number 134. Congratulations, and thanks so much for joining us on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.